Back together again, you and I, wrapping up a busy week, Friday, December 13th, 2024, on Connecticut Today. We talked to several listeners on the program all throughout the day regarding reported drone sightings across the Northeast, including some in New Jersey and possibly Connecticut as well. Republican State Senate member Dr. Jeff Gordon dropped by also to talk about a new survey concerning the persistently high electric bills in the state.
So have the drones paid their taxes to Connecticut yet? Have the drones, when they entered our user space, have they paid taxes yet? I don't know what to make of this. This is a little odd, isn't it? Now, would you forgive me if I didn't believe anything we were being told? Now, again, you may say, well, you know, you're just one of those right-wing conspiracy bugs. No, because we're getting different things about these drones, right? Every day, it seems to change. Every day, it seems to change. The White House says, well, no, it's not a big deal. Dick Blumenthal says, shoot them down. Other people saying, well, these are actually airplanes. And other people saying, no, they're not. See, this is the problem here. This is why people, and maybe these drones are nothing. Maybe they are hobbyists trying to play a big. Maybe it's some underground group of, you know, counterculture people. Or maybe it isn't. Or maybe it's the feds. I'm looking up right now at the screen here in our palatial studio here at the Connoisseur, and I say lawmakers demand answers and actions on unexplained drones in New Jersey and New York, and now they're in Connecticut. And they're flying near some, you know, sensitive areas here. So who do you believe? I don't know who to believe here. What I do know is this, that if these things were from less than hospitable country, the feds would do everything they could not to say it. Because the State Department and the folks over at Foggy Bottom are saying, well, you know, they're not really, they don't have any armaments on them. And if they're just taking reconnaissance, hey, we do the same thing. But this is weird now, right? Because you've got Democrats and Republicans in the House and the Senate and local people. You just heard the bite there at the top of the hour news from Chris. You know, they're being cited here in Connecticut. So all of a sudden, everybody's looking at each other going, you know, and the White House is doing the worst thing they can. Hey, we don't think they're a threat. Oh, you don't think they're a threat. Well, what are they? Well, one day you hear, well, many of them are aircraft. And I'm going here online reading people in the comment sections on social media saying, no, I live near that airport. We hear aircraft. So who do you believe here? I'm telling you, if they know who this is, they should come out and say it. Says right here, I'm looking at a paper from the Asbury Park Press. The White House said, now this is the kind of thing that fosters people not trusting the government. Maybe they should trust the government. Maybe they shouldn't. I don't know. What do you think? 203-333-9422-333-WICC. The White House says the drones are manned aircraft. New Jersey lawmakers say that's not what we were told. Hello? John Kirby, if you're there, John, put your tie on and get out to the podium. I'm just reading this headline in the Asbury Park Press because this thing was centered over New Jersey. The White House says the drones are manned aircraft. Okay. Lawmakers say that's not what we were told. See, this is what... this is the kind of thing. Now, maybe they are aircraft, maybe they're not. So shouldn't the White House get together with who's ever briefing the governors and the members of Congress and the Senate members? And again, you're hearing this from left and right. Now, chances are maybe it's just, some college idiots trying to get their 10 minutes of glory, or maybe it isn't. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby said yesterday, that many of the drone sightings in New Jersey are actually lawfully operated manned aircraft, and they pose no national security or public threat. Now, notice what he said. Many of them. He didn't say all of them. Many of them. The Pentagon said Wednesday that it's not U.S. military drones that folks have been seeing over their skies, and that it does not appear to be aircraft from foreign countries or entities. During a news briefing, Kirby said that neither the White House nor the state and local law enforcement have been able to corroborate, quote, any of the reported visual sightings, despite using very sophisticated electronic detection technology. See, I keep telling you, they have the tech here. Now, you need a federal okay if you're flying anything, I think, above 55 pounds. Is that what it is? Kirby said, to the contrary, upon review of the available imagery, it appears that many of the reported sightings are aircraft that are being operated lawfully. Okay. Now, an incredulous New Jersey Assemblyman, Paul Kenitra, questioned Kirby's statement. Now, this is an assemblyman in New Jersey saying this. And meantime, you got Dick Blumenthal wanting to shoot him out of the skies. He said, quote, that goes directly against what the Federal Department of Homeland Security told us in a briefing on Wednesday. He said, quote, I couldn't possibly understand what their motivations is to try and diminish this. So you see what's happening now. You have local lawmakers, and I don't know whether this extends up here to Connecticut. You've got local lawmakers in New Jersey saying, hey, what we're hearing from Homeland Security is not what the White House is saying. Kirby's comments come a day after state police brief lawmakers in New Jersey saying the authorities still don't know where the drones are coming from, who's operating them, or where they're taking off and landing from. Lawmakers were also told that the investigators have been unable to electronically detect the drones, which were first seen over in New Jersey on November 18th, and have been spotted every night since, anywhere from 4 to 180 sightings each night. They're big, they know that, 15 feet in diameter, and they only fly at night from dusk to 11 p.m. New Jersey Assemblyman Republican Greg Meyer of Ocean said he's skeptical of Kirby. Quote, he's either not getting very good information or he's not sharing what he knows. So how about that? Who do you believe here? See, I think that John Kirby is not. Nah, I don't think he's necessarily lying, but you got to parse his words. And now we have them over Connecticut. What's up with that? What are they, spying on Ned Lamont? Ned and Annie? Maybe they're holding hands out in the back of the Fairfield abode? I don't know. All right, so who do you believe? You believe the White House or do you believe everybody else? And the drones are coming. Woohoo! Connecticut's going to impose a drone tax. Get Marty Looney on the phone. Get Bob. Where's Bob Duff? Hey, Bob, Mr. Norwalk, you can tax the drones. 203-333-9422-333-WICC. So, you've got John Kirby at the White House saying, hey, as far as we can tell, a lot of these sightings are manned aircraft. Okay, well, again, you've got this New Jersey State Assemblyman, Paul. His last name is Kenitra. K is in Kitty, A, N is in Nancy, I-T-R-A, Kenitra. He said that they were briefed by Homeland Security officials who said, we don't know what these things are. So the White House is saying, hey, don't worry about it. We have more pardons to hang out. Joe doesn't know what time it is. He needs his ice cream, his applesauce. Hey, these are fine. Sorry, I couldn't resist. But this Paul Kenitra in New Jersey said that I guess state officials there, now get this, sent up a helicopter to take a look at one of these drones. Now, this is the part that you're not getting on the national news here, but this is right out of the Asbury Park Press, which is a long-established, very good newspaper there in Jersey. He said that they sent a helicopter over one of those craft to get a closer look, and as soon as the helicopter got close, the drone turned its lights off. And that's dangerous in the middle of the night. The pilot of the chopper can't see where he is or she is in relationship to the drone, so they just back away. And one of the assemblymen said, why would they, meaning Homeland Security, call us to an in-person meeting if it's nothing? There's certainly more to it. Listen, I hope it's no big deal, but the feds need to be more truthful. Now, Kenitra said he recounted some specifics that federal officials told him that are making him wonder what's going on here. Now, for example, and again, here's a part of the story you're not hearing on the national news. Apparently, he says that the feds told them they're stumped because these are 6 to 7 hour drone flights. Now, these things stay up there 6 to 7 hours. And that would indicate an extraordinary battery life. Think about that. These things aren't gasoline powered. They're electric. In addition, the federal government's most sophisticated radar, the electro-optical infrared camera, could not detect the drones. Normally, it can detect any drone 1 to 2 miles and 10 miles out for a bigger aircraft. So a regular aircraft can be detected 10 miles out with the imaging they have, or a drone 1 to 2 miles out. And the feds are telling people in New Jersey, hey, we can't see these things. Oh, but John Kirby, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Have a nice holiday. Kenitra recounted one official saying, so this Paul Kenitra, this New Jersey assemblyman, is saying that one federal official told him, quote, if it was ours or our government's, we'd think we know. During the briefing, the feds, Homeland Security, confirmed that an unmanned aircraft flew over the Naval Weapons Station Earl, the Picatinny Arsenal, and the National Guard unit. I don't know. What do you think? Who do you believe here? And do you think the feds are not being honest about this? And maybe they are being honest. I don't know. It's kind of a mystery day Friday today. Are they not being honest because they know it's Iran or North Korea or Russia or China and they don't want to stoke the flames here? I don't know. What do you think? Started with Bill in New Haven. Bill, what's up with you?
Hey, relax. Don't worry. Be happy now.
So
don't
you're not worried. You're not worried. It could be the Ruskies.
I grew up with people that are in the Air Force.
Okay.
Special Forces.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
What? You got the Navy SEALs out there doing their job.
Uh-huh.
Now we got the special. This is Special Forces. Like, remember, like the Navy SEALs?
Oh, yeah.
Relax. So what's going on is I think the Air Force is playing games.
You think so?
Yeah.
So you think it's you think it's one of ours then? You think this is our stuff?
We got special forces.
Yeah.
Like Army.
Okay.
Navy,
yeah, I know.
And Air Force has special forces. I grew up with people that are in and are pilots from the Air Force.
Yeah.
So, you know, just let them play games.
So are these like maneuvers, you think, that they don't want to talk about?
That's why they're not saying nothing. Just let them play games.
Could be.
Yeah. That's why they're not saying much.
Ooh.
And
you're right. You're right.
I grew up. I tell you.
And I've interviewed those
people. They're special forces. You know, when they come in, when they got to knock something out, it's a poof. They'll take it out.
All right, Bill. Thanks. Appreciate it. Now, to Bill's point about maybe it's the feds, they don't want to say anything. Years ago when I was working out of state, I was told something by someone, and it had to do with Area 51. And this person, to me, had a bit of credibility about this, right? Yeah, and I hated to break the news to you on this yesterday, but we had to do a new survey out there by the folks at LendingTree. You've heard about that, and I posted this on my Facebook page for those of you who are social media friends of mine. Again and again and again, we got this one-note samba here. There's a listing of states with the highest average monthly electric bills. And once again, Connecticut is number one. Connecticut, for you folks who are, you know, are the vast majority of people in the state, which I guess would be Eversource. There's, of course, UI along the shoreline, and then 10 or so municipalities who have their own power grids. If you're the average person in the state of Connecticut, you're paying $254.47 a month as of this past August. So on average, your monthly August electric bill or your monthly bill this past August was just a snippet under $255. And if you look at this via percentages, Connecticut is 37.1% above the national average. This will take years and years and years to figure out. But the frustrating thing to me is we never make any apparent move or any progress on this. Joining us right now, return a visit from Republican State Senator Dr. Jeff Gordon, who's going to chat with us about this. Jeff, Paul here. Good to hear you again. How are you?
Good. I'm doing very well. How are you, Paul?
Good, Jeff. Great to hear you. And boy, I tell you, I saw this pop up in my news feed yesterday. And Jeff, we all know the problem. The governor says it very well. We're at the end of the supply chain, and we don't generate enough power. Are we doing anything at all to at least, Jeff, start the ball rolling on that?
I don't think we're really doing enough as a state government in the right way. I mean, this study that came out showing Connecticut with the number one worst average monthly electric bills, and we're the third highest in the country for the rate of electricity that we have to pay in our bills.
Yeah.
We're not doing what needs to be done, which is the governor can say about what we do about energy policy. But part of it is then decisions seem to get made that lock us into deals that up the electric bills a huge amount. I mean, for example, the governor wanted to lock us into a wind deal three times worse for on ratepayers than what people have been complaining about with their bills relative to the nuclear power deal that went into place some years ago. But also the reality is, my Republican colleagues and I have been saying this all year, decisions by state government to put all these extra taxes on our bills adds up and makes it worse. And that's why we know around three-quarters of people are saying that inflation has made it very difficult for them to afford their bills.
And Jeff, the other thing is, the governor also says, and other people say, hey, let's bring more power in here. And, you know, we'd be willing to do it. But, you know, it's sad because we're between a rock and a hard place because, you know, states like Massachusetts and Vermont and New Hampshire, they voted against a major power cable that would have allowed us to do something the governor wants to do, is tap into Hydro-Quebec. And then now we have, Jeff, opposition to extending natural gas lines from New York State, you know, into Connecticut to get more natural gas here. The environmentalists don't want that. So, you know, I say rhetorically here on the program, Jeff, are we for anything? Are we in favor of anything? It must be incredibly frustrating for you guys and gals in Hartford to deal with this.
Oh, it's extremely frustrating. A big chunk of bills has been made up of these extra public benefit charges. They should be removed from the bills. My Republican colleagues and I have had serious proposals to fix that issue. The other issue is that we need in the short term more natural gas. And we really have to get away in the short term from saying it's environmentally bad and thus don't do it. The reality is you can't, by a flick of a switch, suddenly shift away from natural gas. We are heavily dependent upon it. And even ISO New England is telling us that over the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to need more of it just to meet basic growing demand and need in Connecticut. So in the short term, we need to do what we have to do to get more natural gas in, while at the same time, we have to actually be smart and also think of ratepayers when we're looking at long-term energy policy. And my Republican colleagues and I have been working on those issues. We try to do that in a bipartisan way, but we can't look at the long term without addressing the short term needs. That's just the reality we all face every day in this state.
Now, finally, Jeff, we have the long session coming up. We got past the elections. Now, of course, the budget is going to be the big elephant in the room. starting in January, I think January 8th, the spending guardrails and all of that. But are you at all optimistic at all that both sides might get together and at least start a little bit of a, not a boulder, maybe a pebble or a marble? Maybe can we start that rolling on really looking at comprehensive energy policy in the state or not?
I'm optimistic about it. I've already been having those discussions with my colleagues, Republican and Democrat alike, to see what we can do to find common ground. We know it's not going to be an easy lift, but it's something we need to do. I'm proud that my Republican colleagues and I have set the stage with a number of serious proposals for short-term and long-term energy policy and the rates that we all pay for energy in this state. But also, we're mindful that we're going to need to make the tough decisions, and we can't kick the can down the road. So I'm optimistic that we'll make some headway. It's a long session. I think we can do it. I'm also advocating that if we can't get it all done in a long session, I'm fine to keep going to special session to continue the work and get it done. That's what people want us to do.
Republican State Senate member Dr. Jeff Gordon. Jeff, good to have you back on. We'll chat during the session. Thank you, sir, and happy holidays. Appreciate
you
it.
You too. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Jeff. Dr. Jeff Gordon there, physician and member of the Connecticut General Assembly.